listeners, and thank you for tuning in to the R.G. Hardy broadcast today as we declare to all, souls are crying, men are dying, but together we can and indeed are compelled to win the lost. I believe you will be greatly blessed and spiritually informed by today's message, Six Pillars of Man's Creation, which the Lord gave to me recently in a time of inspirational study. The six pillars are equality, dominion, fertility, monogamy, heterosexuality, and occupation. Now, you don't want to miss one, so I'll be back to tell you how you can order our message, Six Pillars of Man's Creation. And God instituted six pillars of the family. Jesus had a true family. Mary went on to have children with Joseph, four sons. Their names are in the Bible. And we know that he had at least three, a minimum of three sisters. Their names are not given, but someone said to him, and all your sisters are here. If he had one, they would have said, your sister is here. If he had two, they would have said, both of your sisters are here. But said, all your sisters are here, so he had at least three. He grew up in a family, amen? And he was introduced into a human family before God sent him out to be the Messiah to seek and save the lost sheep of Israel. And when God did send him out to begin his Messiahship, what did Jesus do? He got himself another family. He said, I want you and you. Hey, James. Hey, John. Drop your nets. Come follow me. Hey, Peter. Come follow me. Hey, Matthew. You don't want to be a tax collector, do you really? Why don't you come follow me? Amen. And he not only had 12 male disciples, he had women following him. We don't really get to see about it till at the very end and when he dies and is crucified, because that's the women who came. But they've been traveling with him all along. And some of those women had money. They were from families with money, and they helped to support the disciples and Jesus. He chose a family. God does everything with the family. One time he was preaching and teaching, and somebody came to him and said, Jesus, your mother and your brethren and your sisters are outside. They want to talk to you. And you know what Jesus did? He said, who is my mother? Who is my brothers? Who are my sisters? And then he turned and pointed to his disciples. He said, see them? This is my brother and my sister and my mother. Because everything he did in the context of a family. And just as the family is the underlying structure of the earthly kingdoms, the family is the underlying structure of the kingdom of God on earth. The first thing Jesus did was he said, you must be born again. You got to get born into this family. Amen. This is what the kingdom of God is. It's a family. And you got to get, just like you had to get born into your natural family, you got to get born into the spiritual family. I'm not going to go that way. That would be a great salvation message, but I'm not going that way because God's taken me another way today. So I'm not going to park there. But you understand, you got to be born into this family. He said, even as that which is natural and earthly, so is that which is spiritual. So God wanted a family. And God created man on day six, and he gave him six pillars of man's foundation. Now, let's turn to Genesis, and we will read quite a few scriptures in Genesis. I will come back to them from time to time in reference, and so you might want to hold, not that it's hard to find, but you might want to hold a bookmark there. If you can't find Genesis, then I don't know. Can't help you. Okay, Genesis 1, and let's start with verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And I want you to pay attention to everything, because I'll come back and then you'll remember what we read. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Big word, subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Did we just read that? Aha. In the mouths of two or three witnesses, God wants us to get it. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat.
I'm not going to say a lot about this, but let me show you. We were originally supposed to have a non-meat diet. There it is right there. You see any talk about eating beef or cows or chickens? No. We were supposed to be herbivorous, not carnivorous. Okay? And there it is right there. And if you want to get your body back into a good rhythm and get it really working well and do it, this is the diet to go. Go right here, Genesis 1:29. Check this out. You'll get good results. Okay? And to every beast of the earth and to every fowl of the air and to everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. Now, don't get confused for meat. The word meat is interchangeably in the King James Version for food. They would take a piece of bread and say, you got any meat? Yeah, here's a piece of bread. You understand that? Okay, good. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Now, some rabbis claim that God created man last of all, because we didn't read the whole creation, but you know where this is the end. Last thing to get created was man. Some rabbis say that he created man last of all so that man could not claim to have any part in creating everything else. Because let me tell you something, we love to take credit for stuff. Don't we? We love to take credit for stuff. But God made sure we couldn't take credit for any of his works. He made us last. Like that famous story you've heard about some unbelieving atheistic person said to God, look, we have advanced to the place that we can make life too. I'll tell you what, you create life and then I'll create life. And God said, good, you go first. So the man reached down to get some dirt. And God said, hold it, get your own dirt. God created the dirt. And if you look under a microscope, the dirt is alive. Amen? So God created man on the sixth day, and I want you to see how he did it. Genesis 2, let's look at verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. This is very powerful. God formed him. God got down in the dirt with his hands, and he formed man. And if you read, we'll read a moment that he formed all the beasts, all of the creatures that same way. He formed him out of the dust of the ground, but he breathed in him the breath of life. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is this, because in the Hebrew, it doesn't say the breath of life. It says the breath of lives. Chayim. And that is a plural Hebrew noun. He breathed into us a double life, physical and spiritual. He didn't do it to anybody else. He didn't do it to Elsie the cow. He didn't do it to Frisky the cat. He didn't do it to any other creature, but he breathed into man the breath of lives, soul and spirit. All other animals have souls. They have brains. They have a capacity to have emotions. How many know you can have a relationship with your pet dog or your pet cat? Or it could be a horse. You can have a relationship. They will show you affection. They will love you. You will love them. But they cannot have a relationship with God because they don't have a spirit. How many understand? And when they die, it's in Ecclesiastes, when they die, their soul goes down. But when we die, our spirit goes to God. Amen? And so we're the only ones that we are a living soul. We can have a relationship with God. Why? How? Because when God breathed into us the breath of lives, he breathed a part of himself. If I would have thought about it, I would have brought a balloon here. And I would have asked somebody to blow it up. And we would have held it up and said, see, that's got your breath in that. Amen? Your breath is in that. And let me tell you something, a little bit of your spit would be in there too. And when God breathed into us, he put some of his spit in us. Amen? He put a part of himself in us. Now look at verse 19. Got to see this. Verse 19. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would name them. We just read that God formed man out of the dust of the ground. Did he not? And now we see that he also formed what? Every beast of the field and even the birds. God made the birds out of the ground. Did you know that? He made every beast and every bird out of the ground just like he did man. But there is something you cannot see in the English that I just love, and I hope you get it. You have to see this. See the same word formed? 2:7, God formed man. 2:19, God formed the beast and all the birds. It looks like the same word. Doesn't it look the same in your Bible? Is it spelled F-O-R-M-E-D? Okay, let me tell you what it is in the Hebrew. You want to know? In the Hebrew, it's the word yatsar. And it's spelled Y-A-T-S-A-R. Yatsar. And it means to mold, even to squeeze like a potter. That's how God made us, like a potter would make something. And this is what God used to create our outer man. The pereth is what gave us our inner man. The outer man came from the dirt and God squeezing and molding us, okay? And he breathed into him a part of himself. And we became a living soul. But in verse 19, the word form does not spell Y-A-T-S-A-R. It's spelled Y-Y-A-T-S-A-R. They doubled the consonant Y. And let me tell you something. There's no grammatical, no linguistic reason for them to do that. There's no grammatical rule that we could say, this is why we spelled it this way. We put an extra Y on it. It would be taking like Yvonne taking her name and instead of spelling a Y-V-O-N-N-E, she spelled a Y-Y-V-O-N. Would you do that for, I don't know, I just like two Ys. The Y, so why is, why the Y? Why the Y, why? Amen? I'll tell you why. Because the letter Y, all by itself in Hebrew, is a shortcut, abbreviated way of saying Jehovah. Now let me give you a little bit of background so you'll know. We spell Jehovah, we know that means the eternal God, who was and is and ever shall be. In English, we spell it J-E-H-O-V-A-H. But in the Hebrew, it's spelled Y-E-H-O-V-A-H. We take their Y, we make it a J. You see that even with Spanish and English.
Amen. Friends, I hope you are being spiritually intrigued and enlightened by our message, Six Pillars of Man's Creation. Not only that, but I pray that you are being stirred in your heart to take a stand against the tide of immorality and biblical revisionism that are undermining the very truths our nation is founded on. The Word declares, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And the Scripture pointedly asks, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? In this groundbreaking message, you will understand that God ordained the family to be the foundation for human stability and happiness. Even Jesus was raised in a family. But today, the so-called modern family has replaced the biblical design God intended, and Satan continues to relentlessly attack the family on many fronts. God created man on the sixth day, and the Genesis creation account defines six pillars which uphold and secure the family structure. Each of these provides a divine blessing, and the whole constitutes God's perfect plan for men and women. Equality, dominion, fertility, monogamy, heterosexuality, and occupation. Now, if you missed one of these, you can order the entire message on CD for a love gift of $10 or more for the radio ministry. Request offer SK161. That's offer SK161. Our mailing address is R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203, or you may go online at www.rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org. Again, the order number is SK161 for today's message, Six Pillars of Man's Creation, to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Until next time, God bless you and Maranatha.